The question for Della, Della Anderson Smith, SMYTH, September 1664. Addresses a letter to Dr. Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Powers, a follow-up for Della, who has prior acute kidney injury at the time of diarrhea and pancreatitis. She has Crohn's disease and prior colectomy. Last visit was in September. She requested to do a phone encounter, was not feeling well, progressive poor appetite, poor eating, vomiting, worsening diarrhea, no bleeding from above or below, was also taking some Gatorade or water, complaining of headache, back pain, no fever, no abdominal discomfort, no infection in the urine, but volume decrease, no gross edema, very weak, but no chest pain palpitation, stable dyspnea, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen or inhalers, no sleep apnea. Next paragraph, the only medications include Flonase and an allergic medication, Xyzal, X-Y-Z-A-L. On the phone, she sounds very weak, but no respiratory distress. She's able to provide full history. Weight is 101, has not been able to check blood pressure at home. Next paragraph, recent chemistries shows worsening of kidney abnormalities. Creatinine up to 2.4, 2.9 for a GFR around 18, a low sodium concentration 131, a normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 18, upper normal chloride at 100, elevated phosphorus at 6, anemia 10.9, elevated white blood cell platelets, elevated neutrophils. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute and chronic renal failure, likely from poor oral intake, gastrointestinal losses, vomiting, diarrhea. She has total colectomy from prior Crohn's disease, cannot rule out active pancreatitis. She looks dehydrated. She needs to come to the emergency room for hydration and rule out alternative issues. She denies gastrointestinal bleeding. There is metabolic acidosis and low sodium concentration that goes with above diagnosis. In the past, there has been low magnesium from chronic gastrointestinal losses. She is agreeable to come. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.